Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about fears. Yes, the biggest fears, really. The things that really, truly scare us. Those things that frighten us in our day-to-day life. And the things that can take over our life if we're not cognizant that it's happening. You know, there's these fears that we deal with, and most of us humans out there have dealt with this fear. We might be constantly dealing with the fear right now. It might be a staple in our life, or it could be something that we've worked to overcome. One way or another, you can understand and resonate with what I'm talking about tonight. You know, these fears can take over our life, and for some people, it does. And some of us have to pull ourselves out of the trenches, get over that hurdle, figure out how to get some power in our life to overcome these tough, tough fears. And I want to talk about, in the very beginning, about a fear that I think a lot of us have, that fear that can take over our life, that fear that can keep us from doing what we want to do, that fear that can get in the way of our progress, the fear of failure. Wow. The fear of failure. You know, I often hear people in my industry say, well, it's the fear of success. And that's a good positive way of looking at it. Either way, however you slice or dice it, the fear of failure is something that can take over our entire life. And I want to begin talking about the fear of failure because I want to add some insight, some new perspective into these fears, to shine the light into these fear factors, to explain why we have this fear, how we have this fear, what we can do to overcome it, and how we can move past it. And that's what this show is constantly about. It's not fear-mongering. It's not here to stress you out in your day-to-day life. It's not here to add any headache or heartache to your life. What is it? It's to help open and self-actualize your life so you can actually live that true life that you deserve. Right? I mean, life can be tough, and so why can't we take some of the guesswork out of it? And that's what we do here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So let's talk about the fear of failure. What is failure? I ask clients that oftentimes, what is failure? And usually I get the response of, you know, well, not getting what I want, or not succeeding, not getting that promotion, or not getting to that next level in my life. And I just don't want to fail. And I want to give some insight right now on what I think failure is. To me, failure isn't not succeeding. Failure isn't not getting that promotion. It's not, you know, undercutting. It's not, you know, losing that thing that you want or desire. To me, failure is when we don't do anything. Okay? It's quite the contrary to most people's definitions, because I believe that failure only occurs in our life when we do nothing to better our life, when we do nothing, even if we don't make it, even if we don't get that job promotion, even if we go after trying to get a house and we can't get the mortgage and we try really hard, but we just can't get it on our salary. You know, whether it's going after that person that you think you love and them telling you no, the concept of going out there and doing it and trying to make it work is the opposite of failure. But I think oftentimes we get stuck in the formation of failure because we believe that failure means that we are not good enough, we can't do it, we didn't get that, that didn't happen for us, and I failed. And I oftentimes see my friends that go for a promotion at work. They try to get that promotion. They go and they apply for the next job. Somebody leaves and they apply for it. And it's something that they are definitely able to do. It's something that they have the talent to do, the skill set to do, and they don't get it. And then that could be for various reasons. You know, you never know. It doesn't matter what the reason is, but they don't get it. And they functionally see that issue as failure. And I found that there's another caveat to what I consider failure. So I believe that if you do something, if you do it, you can't ever fail because that doesn't mean failure. Failure is only when we stand on the sidelines and watch other people do it, right? We fail to do something. We fail to actually get into action. On the flip side of the coin, when we don't get something, when we don't get that job promotion or we don't land that girlfriend or boyfriend, or if our lover decides to back out of the upcoming mutuals and decides to give back the ring, we see that as a sad, utter failure. But have you ever thought about it in a different perspective? When people would write me out of their life, cut me out, stop calling me, not communicate, when I was overlooked for several promotions, when it seemed that I had all the skill set, I could totally do it, I mean, I checked off each thing and I still don't get in it, it can be depressing. It can feel as though the world is against you. Everybody's out to get me. I can't even get a break. I just, you know, and you start getting down on yourself, and our talk in our head becomes that, you know, we create it. We create our own life. When we start talking down about ourselves, all of a sudden we are down because we're making that our reality. But I've realized that when people cut us out, when certain things don't happen and we've worked really hard and they still don't come to fruition, there's a reason for it. I remember my past when I felt like I failed because certain things wouldn't come to play, wouldn't come to pass. And I felt like, my gosh, you know, it's just life's just kind of falling apart. You know, I'm barely hanging on. And when I would take a step back and realize, usually it would take me several weeks, even months, to realize that if that would have actually taken place, my life wouldn't be on track to where it needs to be. I think it's interesting how we deal with overcoming failure, how to bypass failure, really. Because I think, really, if we think about it, like I was saying, if you actually step up to the plate and try and give it a real college try now, and you really follow through and do what needs to be done, and you take care of everything, and you cross all those T's, and you dot all those I's, and you know that you gave it your best shot, you can't fail. And I've realized, too, that when we go through that process over and over again, we get better. We get better. We get smarter. We get solid. And we also begin to realize what we need to do the next time. You know, anybody that I've ever met that's an amazing business person or has an amazing genius idea that they patent and make millions, they tell me about all the times that they struck out. And I think it's funny because a lot of these people never use the word failure. They instead use the word struck out. And I think that's a very interesting concept because it's true. Hey, you might have been over there batting in the game and you struck out, but you still went to the plate. You still walked into the game, got your bat, practiced before you walked up. And you were prepared to swing and to watch each ball that came over the plate and decide, is that a ball, is that a strike, and what can I go after, what's in the strike zone, and what can I hit? And even if you walked away striking out, did you fail? I don't think so. I think that's what we have to think about in our life, is that we're going to have opportunities. And some of those opportunities just weren't supposed to happen. Others of those opportunities, well, I'm telling you, some things were just meant to be. And I find that in life, when we finally realize that, when we finally understand that caveat, we begin to realize what makes sense in our life. What can we do next? What makes sense? And how do we carry on? And I think that's the biggest deal with dealing with fear and the fear of failure, is that we interpret it, the concept of not getting what we want, as failure. And then the back end is not only leaving that interpretation behind, but beginning to get back into the living and accepting that and moving past that and seeing that more as a learning module or learning concept than something that's supposed to take us down to size where we end up sitting in our room with all the lights out wondering what happened to our life. And I've been there. I've been on several sides of this to understand how it feels to feel like a failure. I've been on several sides of that. I don't know how many times I've gone into work with my accountant where they say, wow, huh, another tough year, huh? Yeah, that's tough to hear. Okay, when you're putting your heart and soul into things on a day-to-day basis and you're working your butt off, that's hard to hear. It's hard to hear when people undercut your efforts and make light of your suffering. It's hard to hear when you're literally paying all the dues, doing everything you can, and still coming up short. Yes, you can feel like a failure, but if you feel like a failure too long, you won't get back up. And I've realized that over a period of time, eventually the good breaks happen. But it takes tenacity, drive, dedication, and the understanding that this too shall pass. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about more about the fears, the biggest fears that we deal with in our life, how to overcome them, how you can overcome them. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. And in the meantime, live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the fears we deal with in life, the fears that can overcome us, that can take us out of our zone, that can make us feel lost and make us feel like we're out of touch. You know, right before the break, I was talking about the fear of failure and how a lot of us are scared to ultimately fail. And like I was talking about before the break, what is failure really? And recently, I have experienced it in a way where I categorize myself as a failure. And I think a lot of us have done that before, where things haven't really panned out the way that we hoped, where a lot of times we feel like we should be in a different place in our life and we're not there yet. We feel like we've been paying all the dues, we've been doing all the work. We're sitting back there looking at it going, what's happening in my life? Okay, I'm doing all this work and I'm busting my butt to get to where I need to go, and why is this just not happening? And I understand that because I've been doing it for a long time too, but I've realized that over a period of time, the more we craft our ability, the more we work hard, the more we realize what we want, the more we have a direction and a goal, and the more we work to it, no matter what other people are saying, we will achieve it. What we believe we achieve, no matter how good or how bad that belief is. Our belief systems are very strong, and it really is interesting how what we believe in our head to be true, believe becomes manifestation in our life. Recently, I went into my accountant, and they were like, oh, tough year again, huh? Wondering if you're ever going to really cut the mustard on that that salary base of yours. That's a tough thing to hear. That's tough when you've been busting your butt, working hard, doing what you can, believing in the process, getting up every single day and doing it over and over again. It's like, yeah, it has been a tough year, but, you know, do I want to talk about my great-grandmother dying too? Because that was rough. And I find oftentimes the way that people define success and failure might not always be parallel with ours, but I've also realized that with success, various degrees of success, there will be various degrees of things that don't work out in the process, but it's the way we see it. It's the perspective. When we actually go to the plate, when we're in the game, we're playing baseball, we go to the game, and some of us playing fast pitch softball, whatever you want to play, and you show up and you get up there and you bat and you do what you got to do. You know, you might not hit a home run. You know, you might get to first base. What happened? You might not even hit. You might actually strike out. But you actually showed up. And I think that's the first step to overcoming failure. I think the second step in overcoming failure is giving everything that we can, doing the best, stepping up to the plate, giving 100% of ourselves when it comes to following through. So let's say like it's a job that you're trying to get. You know, it's showing up. It's getting the resume in, getting all the letters of recommendation. And it's about getting everything in on time because you know that you did everything on your end to make it work. Now, whether or not it doesn't work in the end, that's to be determined. But at least you can sit there and look back at yourself with no regret, okay, and say, I did everything I possibly can to make this a reality. The next thing that we can focus on dealing with the fear factor, the fear of failure, is to change our perspective on failure. Because I think that in order to really become successful, when you hear stories of extremely successful people, they, quote, failed, end quote, a million times. And why that happened and why they're a success now is that they finally quit caring about failing. And they began to realize that the failure that they thought was failure is not really failure. It's really a learning tool to make sure that the next time is even better, to make sure that the next time is successful. And I've been on both sides of that coin where I, quote, failed, end quote, and it took me a long time to get back up. It took me a long time to get back up, to stand back on 2 feet and go, okay, I'm going to do this again, because I was overwhelmed. I was like, it's not going to work for me. I mean, this isn't happening. I'm not going to be a success. This isn't going to work. How is this going to work? I believe in the process, and now everything that I believe is just totally a blur, and I don't even get what I'm supposed to do. And I have Jedi mind tricked myself so much to the point where I felt like the best place I should be was in bed. Because nothing can happen to me bad if I stay in my bedroom with all the lights off and I cry and moan about what I haven't succeeded in. But I realize that something worse than failure that none of us really think about is regret. That's the worst enemy. It's not failure, because failure means that you got up and you did something. What is it really? It's standing up against regret. When we realize that regret is really the enemy, then we begin to realize where the panic really comes from. And we're able to offset the scared and stressed out feeling of what happens if I fail. Instead, we go, oh God, if I don't try, then I just have all this regret, which is way worse than failing. Right? You never hear anybody on their deathbed saying, well, I failed on that business and then that didn't work and I failed at doing this and I failed at being a marathon runner. You know what you hear people say? I always wanted to try to run a marathon and I never did it. And I always wanted to. And it never happened because I never let that be my reality. Instead of, yeah, I ran some marathons and, you know, I placed one time and the rest of them, well, you know, I didn't, but I ran them and I finished them and I feel good about it. Does that make you a failure or does that really make you a winner? To me, I think that makes you a winner, because you can sit there and say, yeah, I've run marathons. Sure. And if you think about it, when people ask you about that, very rarely do they ask you what place that you finished in. Very rarely do they even know how many people are competing, much less how big the race is and what it matters if you achieve a place and if you get a leg up to the Boston Marathon. They don't know that kind of stuff. They just go, whoa. So you ran like 26 point, how many miles? Holy hand grenade, Superman. How'd you do that? They're just impressed with the fact that you ran, for God's sakes. And you should be too. That's what it's all about. It's all about trying things and doing things and feeling like a fish out of water half the time and going, my God, could I have done this any worse? I mean, my Lord, look at me running across that finish line. Look like I'm dying. I have some friends that do marathons, and in the first marathon they ever did, they looked like they were dying crossing that finish line. And I mean, it's hard, guys. It's hard to run that many miles. I mean, I haven't run a marathon, okay? No, I haven't, and I don't want to, okay? It's not something that I want on my bucket list or any of those lists for that matter. I don't like that bucket list comment. That's sad. What about the hopes and dreams list? Something like that, you know? Cool things that I want to do list. I mean, I think that's way better than the bucket list thing. I don't know about that. But yeah, I've never wanted to run a marathon, but for anybody that has wanted to run a marathon, doing it, even if they don't like it after they do it, they go, well, you know what? I can cross that off. And that's how you overcome failure, is you do it. And no matter how you do it, no matter how great you look doing it, no matter how ungreat you look doing it, no matter how slow it takes you and how long it takes to cross that finish line, you did it. You can chalk it up to doing it. You can feel good about doing it. And God bless you, accomplish something. And the cool thing about it is you don't have to look back with a bunch of regret. Regret is a tough thing to muscle through because it's not easy to overcome. Okay, regret has a sadness component to it. And regret also has like one of those permanent components to it. Like it's not something that you can just override tomorrow. Let me just erase all that regret that I have and let me move on. Well, it doesn't work like that way, unfortunately. Anybody that has regret knows what I'm talking about. The only way to overcome the regret is to do what you regret not doing. Or to somehow or not tell yourself over and over and over and over and over again that you never wanted to do it in the first place. So you're not going to regret it anyway. And you got to do a lot of work on telling yourself that. You know, eventually you can talk yourself into feeling like you never wanted to do it. But it's a lot easier just to try it. It's a lot easier just to try it instead of having to Jedi mind your brain about how you never wanted to do it anyway. I wasn't interested in it anyway. I don't even know why I'm making such a big deal. That's the key, is that when we try it and we go after it, even if we don't do what we want, even if we don't place first place in the marathon, even if we don't place, even if we barely cross that finish line and we're barely walking and we're sliding, we put our hands down and we fall over the finish line and do a cartwheel and lay down there for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, we still did it. And that's an analogy for life. That marathon is the analogy for life. Our whole life is a marathon, for God's sakes. If you haven't thought about that, think about it. You begin at the beginning and you go to the end. And this life is a full-on marathon that you gotta do it. You got to go through it. You got to go through the hard times, the struggles, the good times, the bad times. You got to go through it. And the last thing I want in my life is a bunch of regret. And if you're dealing with regret right now, I understand, but it's time to move on. And by moving on, trying new things to overcome and override that regret. When I return, I'll be talking about the fear of rejection, what that's like, how to deal with the fear of rejection, and how to overcome that. So check out the website, AshleyBerges.com. Check out the latest shows and blogs and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. Be back in two shakes.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about these big fears we have in our life, and I've been talking about the fear of failure, and now it's time to talk about the fear of rejection. Rejection, that word itself just sounds real painful. It sounds really, really painful. And I don't know about you, but I've had rejection in my life. I've had people walk out of my life. I've had people that I wanted to be my best friend not want to be my best friend. I've had people that I thought were my friends not call me back. I've had people avoid me. I think all of us have been in this position. Some of us have been left at the altar before. Some of us have lost the love of our life. Some of us have been rejected by the people we want so badly to love us. Some of us were rejected by our own family members, for God's sakes. And we're still dealing with that on a daily basis. And the fear of rejection is really tough, because rejection itself is difficult. Rejection itself is tough, but it has like a finality to it, right? It's a little different, because once you're rejected and you try to get that back, you eventually deal with the fact that, well, you know what? It's final. It's over. I'm going to move on. And eventually you do move on. But what about the fear of rejection? Sometimes the fear of rejection can be something that comes to us because we've been rejected in the past, and we have PTSD, kind of, sort of, not really, but we're scared of being rejected again, being scared of having to go through that process again, being scared of dealing with those emotions again. Some of us have never really truly been rejected, but are scared to actually get rejected because we've heard of all the scary stories and the sad situations, and also we don't want to be that person. We don't want to be that person that got rejected. It's so sad. And rejection is a very interesting thing, because I think we have to think about what is rejection. What is rejection? Unrequited love, unrequited response, respect, you know, unrequited friendship. And I found in my life that I used to take this so personally. And occasionally I still do. I'm a human being, for God's sakes, you know. But I've recently figured out in the last, I said, 10 years, how to kind of deal with this. And I realized the biggest caveat that I've taken away from dealing with rejection is that oftentimes we see rejection as a problem. I see potential. We see rejection as a problem, but if you look at the other coin and you look at my perspective, I see potential. And why is that? I'm glad you asked. I've realized that in life, when we get rejected by certain people, certain situations, certain corporations, certain things about life, that, you know, a lot of times we go, well, I wasn't good enough. I can't fit in. You know, shame on me. This is sad. I'm going to go like cry right now. No, I've realized that when we are rejected, there's a reason. There's an actual reason for it. And you know what the cool reason about it is? You don't have to know the reason of why you're rejected. You don't even want to do that. You got to stop trying to think about that stuff. Like, why don't they like me? And why don't they let me fit in? You've got to let that go. But what you want to begin to hold on to with your dear life is, okay, they rejected me. So you know what? Cool. I don't want to be part of their club anyway. And you know what's cool about that is that I've realized when we get rejected, it's a godsend, okay? Because that rejection appears like it's a rejection, right? But it's not. I know this sounds crazy. I know I sound like I'm talking crazy talk. I know it. I get it. I understand. But when we are rejected, it's not really rejection. What it really is it's helping us out to succeed. When I used to go against a rejection, somebody would reject me, and I would just do whatever I could. I would, please be my friend. You know, I mean, I'm cool. And you would try to fight the system. And eventually what happens? They let you in. And what happens when they let you in? You realize, oh my God, I'm in deep. This is bad. But it's not until you work really hard to get in, and then you finally get in, and you go, oh my God, and now I'm in with the mafia, for God's sakes. Nothing against the mafia, but you know what I'm saying? You get into a situation you didn't even know you were going to get into. When you could have just said, hey, they don't like me, they don't want me in, I don't want to be in, I'm going to go my direction. And what happens is that takes the stuff out of the way that causes you to not go on your path. What I've realized is that when somebody's rejected me, I used to take it personally. Now I actually see it as a favor. Now I see it as a favor. I had it happen the other day. It was pretty funny. It kind of took me off guard, but I was told that I'm never allowed to come back into a restaurant again. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's a long story. I'm allowed to, if I pay for a tab, if I pay for food that I never got, that I waited 45 minutes for, I'm allowed to come back in as long as I pay that off before I'm allowed to sit down. I've never heard that in my life. And it's funny because, you know, when you patron someplace for years and years and you do what's right by a neighborhood place that you really care about, and you were their number one support and been there throughout the really tough times, you just don't expect that to come out of somebody's mouth. And I literally looked at them and I was totally kind of like, what? And at first I thought it was funny, and then I realized it wasn't a joke. And my first inclination and our first human inclination is to get angry. It's to get mad. It's to, why are you doing this to me? And why would you do this? Or the other inclination is to feel sad. Okay? Or the other inclination is to do what? I will please you. I will give you this money because I want so badly to fit in here. I want so badly to come here. I need this so bad. Let me give you this money because you're really bullying me into doing it. Well, I took the other road. I took the other road, and I can't be happier that I did. This is the road I took. Okay, so visualize yourself in that restaurant, and that person says that you need to pay a tab for food that you never got, that you waited 45 minutes for, and you told the waitress that you were going to leave because it had been literally 45 minutes, and after you left, you still got a bill later on in the mail for something you never got, okay? Nobody's going to wait 45 minutes. People would consider me a saint for that, right? So anyway, I mean, I'm going a little extreme on the saint thing, but you know what? I mean, how many people wait more than 5 minutes if they haven't even gotten a glass of water? So I just looked at them and I said, you know what? I really appreciate it. And the girl looked at me and was completely flabbergasted. And she goes, excuse me? And I go, I really appreciate you for telling me that because I will never, ever walk back into this establishment again. And I appreciate you for making it so easy for me to never give you a dime in my entire life. And thank you for making this easy. And you know, honestly, at first I was fuming when I walked out of there, but now it's quite comical. Because why do I need to pay somebody money for people that obviously don't want me around? You can forgive a $10 tab to somebody that you care about, right? Well, when you're not being cared about, you can feel it. So why do you want to get in where you don't fit in? And this applies to friendships, love relationships, any type of relationship, any type of organization, group of friends, people in general, anything. This applies to that because we feel rejection when we're told that we're not allowed there or that we're not good enough or whatever it is. We want to people please. Remember, because that's how we are as kids. We wanted our family to love us no matter what. You know, we're like the puppy but does the cute things to get the love because we just want that so bad. Okay? And so we get accustomed to people pleasing so much that even when somebody is rude, even downright evil, even just mean, we want to impress them or make them like us, even though it's not in the cards. And so when we realize that rejection is really, there's really a veil over it, okay? So think about it. Rejection is not really bad. Rejection is not really bad at all. Rejection can actually be quite good. And usually rejection, when understood within a certain amount of time that rejection is not a bad thing, we're able to get back on course. And I think that's where the problem lies, okay? This is the caveat for why perspectives is so interestingly thought about. is that it's oftentimes hard for us to deal with the rejection and then to get back on our trail, our pathway, because we're so overcome with sadness that we were rejected. We're so overcome with the fact that somebody doesn't like us, or that an establishment doesn't want us, or that this doesn't want us, or that job doesn't want us, or this woman doesn't love me, or this man doesn't want to marry me. We get so overrun by that that we can't see the forest through the trees. And so I ask you to begin the next time you get rejected, okay? The next time something happens to you in life that looks like a rejection, that feels like a rejection, I want you to take some time and step back from that, quote, rejection, end quote, and really look at it from all sides. Is it a true rejection, or is it actually going to help you in the long run? And the quicker you're able to understand that, the quicker you're able to get back on path, ignore that, move on, and let that power you up, because you don't need it. Stay tuned when I return to be talking more about rejection, more about fear, how you can overcome it, what you can do, and how you can ultimately power up and be you and live the life that you deserve and live your true life. Check out the website. Listen to the shows on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play. Awesome. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGESS.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about fears, about the fear of failure and the fear of rejection, and how to look at those from a different perspective. And right before the break, I was talking about the fear of rejection and how when we realize that rejection is really not rejection and that rejection is really just, you know, like wearing a smock, right? And it's really actually going to help us get away from what we don't need to be around and refocus our energy. But it takes us to realize that that rejection isn't against us, to realize that rejection isn't telling us that we're bad or that we're lesser than. It's to actually realize that that rejection is a godsend. Okay? I have clients that walk into my office often where they say that I was in love with so-and-so and I was so in love with them and, you know, they gave me a ring and the next thing you know, they decided they don't want to marry me. I'm not good enough. It's never going to happen for me. And so you see, and this is honest, this is real. And this is true. I mean, it's hard when you get rejected, no matter how you get rejected. It's hard, especially when it's a deep thing like that, to get rejected and to get back on your feet. But you know what? The one thing I do know is that when that happens to somebody, it's a total godsend. The last thing they needed to be doing was marrying that person, okay? Because their life would have been hell, and it would have been hell for a very long time. And for 10 or 12 years, they'd been wrapped up in this hell and then going through a divorce. And you think that's sad? Yeah, wait 12 years and go through the divorce. You would have begged for that initial rejection. You see what I'm saying? That's what we have to realize, that rejection is a guise for actually getting us on target. And so the less time that you take feeling sorry for yourself, the less time you take feeling sad about the situation, and the less time you take judging yourself negatively, and instead you step back and you begin to look at the situation from the Live Your True Life perspective stance, you begin to realize that this really isn't rejection. Yes, it feels like that because that's how we've been trained. Because we're people pleasers. Remember, that's what we do. We like to please everybody so everybody's happy and loves us because we want everybody to love us because we don't want anybody not to like us because we would just die if they didn't like us. But when we realize that when we get rejected, quote, end quote, rejected, we are actually given a new take on life, a new lease on life, because we're able to refocus our energy, move out of the stuff that's not working, and get back onto our path. And the quicker we realize that, the less that rejection takes the wind out of our sails, and all of a sudden, we can reappropriate our energy to get back on task and to focus our energy on what we need to in life. And I've realized that our fear of failure and our fear of rejection do things to us on a big level that I want you to realize tonight. Today, for the rest of your life. These two things can take us out of the game of life. They can take us from living our true dreams to believing in ourselves, to doing what's right for us, to living out our purpose. I know you might have only thought about this or thought or guessed about it or thought that this might be a reality, but I'm here to tell you right now that you have a unique purpose that nobody else has. I know. Okay, yeah, cat's out of the bag, right? I know. And you know what that means. Uh-oh, purpose. Oh, crap, what am I going to do now? I know, you have this thing, and I know that there's been something gnawing at you. If you're not already on purpose, there's been something gnawing at you that there's a bigger, better deal. There's something more out there, right? You kind of feel like you're kind of missing something, like the elephant in the room. Some of you have been on purpose for a long time, but you've been beat down, like what I've been talking about with the failures, you know? It's like my accountant telling me how when am I ever going to make any money doing what I love to do? That kind of sucks when they keep showing you a spreadsheet about how you're sucking wind financially. Yeah, I mean, that's not good. That doesn't help me believe in the process. But you know what? I have to go within myself and realize that might be their sign of failure, but it sure the heck isn't mine. But I also realize that if I don't keep doing what I'm doing, I will never succeed. I think all of us are trying to do something amazing, no matter what it is. And when we realize our life and find our purpose, and we find our purpose by really going within and finding what we love and trying to figure out where our skills and our unique set can converge to creating something to better the planet, to better the world, to better the people in it, to make life better. Because that's what we're all here for, right? Because we're all connected. There is no degree of separation. We are all connected. Yeah, we're all related, no matter how we want to agree or disagree with that. I know some of us feel like, oh, God, I hope I'm not related to that person. My God. But seriously, think about it. And when we begin to realize that, we begin to realize that our fear of failure and our fear of rejection, all they do is get us off our center point and create ourselves to feel scared and stress and anxiety. And we get off target and we miss our purpose altogether because we're too busy thinking about the stuff that doesn't matter. We're too busy fearful of, will I fail? Well, you know what? If you don't fail, you're not going to succeed. If you play it safe your whole life, where is that going to get you? Where is it going to get you if you play it safe your whole life? If you do everything that you think everybody ever wants you to do, and you say all the right things, and you make all the right comments, and you laugh at the exact right, that's hilarious, and you laugh at the exact same time when you need to, and you're waiting for the cue to make that little joke where everybody's going to laugh so that it's perfect timing, and everybody goes, oh, man, yeah, she's great. If you live your whole life for that, then you're going to have a whole heck of a lot of regret. Okay? What's worse, feeling like a failure or looking back at your life and saying, man, I wish I would have tried that. Okay? Nobody sits there and says, well, you know what? I was a lounge singer for a year. And you know what? I was okay. But, you know, I wanted to do this more. But I tried it. And I did it. And it was pretty cool. But it's really not for me. And that's where you'd rather be on that end of it. You much rather want to try running that marathon and maybe somebody's got to push you over the finish line to get you to, you know, they got to get you in a wheelbarrow and wheel you over it. And at least you did it. You don't want to sit there later on down the road and go, man, I could have been a really good runner. I could have maybe won the Boston Marathon. Now, I mean, the Boston Marathon, my God, but you know what? Just competing, just getting in there to do something gets rid of regret. And regret is way worse than failure. And failure is not even real anyway, because failure is just BS, because when you actually try to do something, you can never fail because you didn't fail because you actually did it. So if you did it, you actually succeeded. If you think about it, you might have not have gotten the blue ribbon, but you did succeed. Last but not least, fear of rejection. Rejection is BS as well. Rejection is just actually, it's helpful and it's your friend under like a mask. Because when we get rejected by other people and we get rejected by things and groups and organizations or whatever it is that you're trying to get into, when you get that rejection and you accept it and you move on and you take your energy and purpose somewhere else, you won. You're the big winner. That's what it's all about. And so begin to look at that rejection and realize what it really is, and look at that failure and know that if you do and try, you never failed. For more life perspective, check out AshleyBurgess.com, the website. And, you know, live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back this time. You know, I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.